Patrick, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, bro?
We're just talking about Bo Jackson. Do you think Bo Jackson is the greatest athlete you've ever seen?
He's a beast, I'll tell you that. He's definitely a beast out there, but there's too many athletes that start rating him, you know. There's a whole lot of athletes. I'm not going to rank anybody.
Well, you're not going to rank anybody. He's a dual sport guy. He played football at a high level. He played baseball at a high level. He was an all-star. He was an MVP of the all-star game. You don't want to put him at top of your list? Who's better than him?
Oh, he's up there. He's definitely a beast. I'm not taking anything from him. He's an animal out there. To play all those sports and be legit at all of them, come on, bro. There's no question.
Now, listen, I didn't get a chance to talk to you last Friday, but I just wanted to know, the aggressiveness that you guys showed there on Thursday in that game was an aggressiveness that, you know, I haven't really seen. I just thought you guys hit hard. Overall, when you look at your performance, and I know you were in there, for the most part, on nickel plays, nickel defense, but when you look at that performance, is that what you guys are capable of?
I feel so. I mean, I feel we can be very good. We just have to keep working at it, keep practicing hard, keep finishing plays. I mean, that's all we've been taught to do, and that's what we're trying to do.
How helpful was it after a quick turnaround on that Thursday, Patrick, get the weekend off, come back, I don't want to say fresh, but maybe refreshed at this point in the year, and then have the extra couple of days to prepare for the final five games of the season in Miami on Sunday?
I mean, it's definitely going to help, man. At first, it gets your mind off football a little bit. You get to eat some turkey, whatever the case is. But now, it's back to football, man. You got to snap back into it, turn your switch back on, and start getting focused.
All right, we had some guys, some people here on Facebook kind of chime in here and give us some questions. And Robert Doucette wants to know, what's your most memorable moment thus far in the NFL in your career?
Most memorable moment? I would say that the AFC Championship or that Miami game. I think last year, two years ago. But that's about it, though. I would say AFC, though, because, I mean, I was very exciting. Very happy guy right there.
Mike wanted to know on Facebook about the new addition, Aqib Talib. How much is it helping out you in the secondary to add him into that group?
Oh, he's definitely good, man. He's good. He has a lot of confidence. He knows he can play. And he's picking up on things very fast, man. Plus, he's real cool in the locker room, man. He's a funny guy. So, I mean, he fits in perfectly here.
Speaking of cool guys, when we talked to Stephen Gregory on Monday, you know, Northeast kind of guy, Brooklyn kid. He seems like, you know, we talked a lot about the experience. You talked about the communication and everything. But in just talking to him, he seems like a perfect fit here, especially in this market for this team.
Yeah, he's cool, man. I actually live down the street from him. He's very cool, man. We hang out sometimes, man. He's cool, man. That's all I can really say about him, man. He's just loving life, man.
He didn't want to say he's a baseball fan, but you can admit he's a Yankee fan, right? You've seen him wearing some Yankee gear?
Who? I didn't hear that.
Stephen Gregory, a Yankee fan?
I've never seen him wearing a Yankee hat.
All right, now we got another question here from Paul Meekin. He wants to know about your tattoos. Now, you have any meaning with any of these tattoos? Any special to you?
All of them. All of them mean something. You can't get a tattoo that doesn't mean anything.
Any one in particular your favorite? What it means?
I got two. Family first, and we must not fear death, but fear the unlived life.
Oof. That's a strong quote. Now, going from that question to this one might be a little bit of change of pace. Because Deshaun Sharpton wanted to know, because you make grilled cheese. You're a dad. You got to make grilled cheese for the kids. Do you put the butter in the pan when you make grilled cheese, or do you go right on the bread?
In the pan. Put it in the pan and cook it. Then put the bread in and cook it with the butter.
That's a tough call. I got to admit, man, I like the other way around. I'm not going to lie to you. I like to go the other way around. Butter right in the bread. You got to try it out, Patrick. I'm telling you.
Right on the bread?
Right on the bread, man. Just throw it on there. Believe it. Trust it.
I like putting the butter in the pan and then put some butter and just, like, you know, move it around the edges. Awesome.
Yeah, see, that's how they make it. That's restaurant-quality grilled cheese that Patrick Chung is cooking up. We'll get you out on this. Obviously, that's not warm around here anymore. It's now towards the winter months. You're going to Miami. Bill said you guys turned up the heat a little bit in practice. Do you like at this point in the year, and it's December here in New England, going to a place like Miami, warm weather game this time of year?
Yeah, I mean, I bet guys like it. Everyone likes being in the warm weather, so, I mean, it's definitely a change up, but we'll take it.
All right, you got any inside information, your boy Chip Kelly, coming to the NFL? And if I know you may want to go confidential, but what do you think he could bring to a team in the NFL?
Oh, intensity, toughness. This man, he's just a great coach, man. And he's down to earth. He can, you know, he talks to you as a coach. He can talk to you as a person. He's I love Chip, man. He's definitely one of my favorites, man. So he, whatever thoughts you might have about him, the good ones, then that's what it is, because that's the kind of coach he is.
Which coach you like better, Chip Kelly or Bill Belichick?
Both. I like Bill, though. That's my man right now.
It's a tremendous, tremendous answer. And I'll get you on this, because everyone's talking college football this weekend. The SEC championship game is going to determine who plays Notre Dame. Oregon had a great year. We bust you on Oregon because you're a duck. But there's got to be part of you that wishes that there was some sort of playoff system now, because the way Oregon played all year, if there was a four-team playoff system, they'd be involved right now. Does that piss you off a little bit? They're not going to get a chance to play for national title?
Yeah, of course. But, I mean, you know, I'm living like I'm still on a team. We're not worried about that, man. I can know what Chip's saying right now. We got to finish these games and see what happens.
Patrick, best of luck in Miami. Appreciate the time as always, and thank you for the advice and the grilled cheese.
Yeah, no problem, man. Put the butter around the edges. Trust me. I'm going to try your technique, too. Don't worry.
Yeah, give it a bid. You're going to love it. I'm telling you.
Thank you, Patrick. Patrick Chung joining us here.